it's not a big surprise. We've seen this coming for a couple of years now.
Having run against the mayor in the primary, personally, what's your feeling about where things have gone in the city?
You know, I think that we have needed to move past this for some time. And I hope that today that's what's going to happen.
So what happens next?
My understanding, according to New York State public officers law, is that he will be removed from office. I have heard that his attorneys are calling that into question, saying that it may be his sentencing that is ultimately the time when he needs to leave office. I think that takes an awful lot of gall to say that you're going to stay in office after you've already pled guilty and you are now a felon. We're going to speak with counsel tonight in the common council meeting to get better clarification of the legal side of things.
So there's going to be an emergency meeting tonight?
Yep, 7 o'clock.
You know, just kind of looking at the big picture, I guess, if he does stay in office, what can the council do to, I don't know, to force his hand or force him out? Is there anything you guys can do?
The council doesn't have the ability to remove the mayor from office. The only person who can remove the mayor from office is the mayor could resign or the governor could remove him from office. Those are the only mechanisms to remove the mayor.
Now, effectively, that Democratic primary is the decisive election in Cohoes. So is there a transition at all that you're aware of with Bill Keeler sort of waiting in the wings here in case this change happens ahead of the December sentencing?
In fact, I endorsed Bill Keeler 2 days after the primary, and I'm chairing his transition team. We're already hard at work getting ready to move the city forward.
What do you think will happen?
I thought that the mayor would have resigned a very long time ago. So I'm kind of at a loss when it comes to that. I think the mayor should do the right thing and step aside, just as everyone else who has ever pled guilty to a felony while they're in elected office has ever done.